Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
What if the most powerful healing tool available to you right now could be made at home using nothing but water? No prescription, no doctor's visit, no pharmacy, just water transformed into something that was researchers say may reduce the inflammation, oxidative stress, and help the body heal itself at the cellular level. Today, we're going to be talking about Brown's Gas and the inventor who has spent nearly 40 years proving what he can do. My guest today grew up on a ranch in the backwoods of British Columbia, fixing things, building things, and figuring out how the world worked from the ground up. George Wiseman is an inventor, a researcher, and the founder of Eagle Research and AquaCure, a machine he developed specifically to bring the healing potential of Brown's Gas into people's home. George has spent nearly 4 decades working on Brown's Gas, first for the industrial applications, then after his own customers started reporting remarkable health improvements for healing. He has become one of the most recognized voices of the world on the practical applications of this technology. George, it is an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here. And I so much appreciate platforms like yourself that help me help so many more people.
Thank you so much. Well, we're happy to have you here. Now, let's start at the beginning because the most people listening, you know, have never even heard about what Brown Gas really is. And in plain language that anyone can understand, what exactly is Brown Gas?
Question. Because there is a controversy out there, even among the people that are doing hydrogen for health. Mm-hmm. So pretty much everyone knows that water is made of hydrogen and oxygen, 2 parts hydrogen, 1 part oxygen. So if you split the water, you get those 2 gases. You get a hydrogen gas and an oxygen gas.
Right.
And electrolysis like that has been known for hundreds of years. That's well established in science. So this, some interesting things came up. Just as a quick backstory, William Rhodes in Phoenix, Arizona, was the first one to patent what we now are now calling Brown's gas, and he called it single ducted gas. So what we have, traditionally you have an electrolyzer which has 2 electrodes, an anode and a cathode, and it has a membrane in the middle. And oxygen forms on the anode and hydrogen on the cathode, and those 2 gases go out 2 different hoses. Well, he removed the membrane in the middle, so now all the gases came out 1 hose. All the hydrogen and oxygen was coming out 1 hose. But an interesting thing happens when you do that. So we'll just start to say that any electrolyzer that has a membrane cannot make Brown's gas, because what happens is an electron bridge forms between, in the fluid, between the anode and cathode, and the Brown's gas has a third constituent, which we call electrically expanded water. That's what I called it originally before I found out what it really was. And it took a few years, almost a decade, for me to discover why my electrolyzers were making too much gas. You'd think they're, well, it could be too much of anything. But if you look at the Faraday equations, if you put a certain amount of amperage in an electrolyzer, you're supposed to get a certain amount of gas out, and that's it. 100% efficiency would be this certain volume of gas. I was getting 130%. So how could that happen? All right. So eventually I discovered what was happening. A third gas was forming in the electrolyzer on this electron bridge, which I didn't understand about the electron bridge. I knew the gas was forming, but I didn't understand the mechanism until October of 2019, when I was speaking in a water conference in Bad Soden, Germany. And at that point, the speaker before me did a presentation on this electron bridge in electrolyzers without a membrane in the middle. Oh, there it is. That's how it's doing it. So what happens is, as the electrons travel across this bridge and through water, water soaks up the electrons, mm-hmm, like a sponge soaks up water, yeah, until the water itself, the H2O, becomes a gaseous form of water. It's a cold plasma, a negatively charged cold plasma that is not water vapor or steam. If you cool the mixture, it doesn't condense like water vapor or steam would. Right. So this third gas is electron rich. And that is the basis of why Brown's gas is better than just pure hydrogen therapeutically. Well, also, even if you're using it to cutting torch or combustion enhancement or anything, those electrons make the difference. Those electrons are bioavailable. So what Brown's gas is, a mixture of six different combinations of hydrogen and oxygen that have to do with, six, we'll get all our fingers up there, which have to do with splitting the water. Okay, so ordinary H2O2 in a normal electrolyzer would be H2 and O2, a diatomic mixture. They call it molecular hydrogen or molecular oxygen, and instead of atomic, which would just be an H or an O. Okay, so that's what we call oxyhydrogen. So if you have two parts H2 and one part O2, and you combine the two, you have oxyhydrogen. A lot of people out there are thinking, even the academics are thinking that that is Brown's gas, because Brown's gas does have two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen, but in entirely different configurations. Then now there's a lot of H2, so everything that H2 can do, Brown's gas can do as well. It's got that hydrogen component, that molecular hydrogen, but it also has O2, which doesn't seem to do a lot as far as therapeutics go, except prevent hypoxia or things like that. It's nice to have a little oxygen in there to replace the oxygen that would have been replaced with just the pure gas.
Right. So,
in other words, the Brown's gas mixture, you could literally inhale it instead of air.
Right.
Okay. Where you can't inhale just pure hydrogen, or you'd get hypoxia. So,
right.
So Brown's gas has H2, it has O2, it does have a small amount of H and O, monatomic hydrogen and oxygen, which we still haven't figured out how that could possibly be, but spectrographic analysis shows it actually is there.
Right.
But there's a theory, because Yul Brown called it a fluid crystal, and it, maybe there's a matrix that holds those atomic atoms from combining and becoming diatomic. Anyway, those are the four of the constituents, and the other two is water vapor. So you still have H2O as water, mist, or steam, or whatever the case may be, coming out
right.
with the Brown's gas. Oh, by the way, I'm inhaling Brown's gas as we speak, because I walk my talk. This stuff has done a good job. So in any case, and the last thing is the electrically expanded water. We call it EXW for short, which is the negatively charged cold plasma form of water and can form up to 30% of the volume that's coming out of the gas. So what it does for the health of people, we'll get into it a little bit later, but that answers the question, what Brown's gas is. It's not pure hydrogen. It's not oxyhydrogen. It's better than that because it has the electrically expanded water component as well.
I love that. Now, your journey into health side of this was not something that you went looking for. Your customers started telling you things that surprised you. Like, what were they reporting, and why did it take you nearly a decade to try it yourself?
Okay, well, I am a combustion enhancement expert for fuel savers, an automotive technician and mechanic and all around jack of all trades. And I got into Brown's gas as an alternative to other fuel savers I had when they started making fuel-injected engines and didn't have carburetors anymore. So you put a little bit of hydrogen in the intake with the air, and it increases the combustion efficiency. So I invented something I call the Hyzor technology, which is that combustion enhancement, and people can still use it today. That's a perfectly usable fuel-saving technology. And then because I was in my shop and I was understanding that Brown's gas could replace acetylene, I built larger machines that
right.
could replace the fuel in a torch. And it did great. It does great. It's a cost 2% of the cost to, and does a better job of cutting, and the cuts aren't heat hardened, and just a better job all the way around. So in any case, we had, as I was going around and doing various conferences and stuff, I was rubbing shoulders with the alternative health as alternative energy.
Yeah.
Rubbing shoulders with alternative health practitioners and stuff. And they started asking me questions about what Brown's gas could do for health.
Right.
One of the people that got in touch with me was Lloyd Jacob, a chiropractor. He was retired at the time. But when he found out what Brown's gas could do, because he tested it on some people, he came out of retirement and helped for years longer the people just get better health.
Yeah.
Using the chiropractic techniques. But that was mostly external, where you're putting the Brown's gas on externally and bubbling in water or cupping and putting the gas itself on the skin.
Right.
But so I had no idea that Brown's gas at first could be used for health purposes. My customers, as you are understanding, actually convinced me. And it started with Lloyd Jacob. His niece, well, first of all, Lloyd Jacob was applying it directly, but his niece decided to bubble it in water and feed it to plants for a college paper that she was doing.
Yeah.
And those plants grew four times, they were radishes, they grew four times faster with the Brown's gas bubbled water, which makes sense when you look at it because most of us are about, well, the human body and most foods and stuff are about 62% hydrogen by volume.
Wow.
So hydrogen is our most important macronutrient and has been ignored for literally hundreds of years. When I've done research afterwards, I found that Brown's gas had actually been used for hydrogen had been used for health purposes as much as 200 years ago. So
wow.
This isn't anything new. It's just being rediscovered. And,
yeah.
And it, for me as an inventor, it was kind of accidentally rediscovered because I wasn't looking for health purposes. I was a combustion expert, and I knew that if you mix hydrogen and oxygen together, you have a potentially combustible mixture. It makes a pretty good bang. I'm also certified in explosives, and I can say it is one of the most explosive gases on the planet. So you don't want to mess around with it. If you are working with what we call Brown's gas or mixtures of hydrogen and oxygen, even a regular hydrogen machine that you can get out there, a regular hydrogen bottle is making hydrogen, and you have to be careful not to get in the combustible mixture. Anyway, so there's a lot of safety things a person needs to know. Like if you're cooking on a stove, don't touch a hot pot without a mitt or whatever. You know, so if you know what the dangers are, it's fine. You can avoid them and it's not a problem. Okay, which is where we are right now. So what happened was this particular customer bubbled the Brown's gas in water, soaked a cotton ball, put it in a plastic cap, and taped it over a melanoma on his forehead. And then he re-wetted that cotton ball several times a day. And in 3 weeks' time, his melanoma was 100% gone. Clear, beautiful skin.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't believe him. Okay, now I'm an inventor. I have to be good with being wrong a lot. So even when I have a strong opinion about something, I could still be wrong about it.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what happened this time. So that was in 1996. I started experimenting with Brown's gas in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years of doing combustion enhancement and water torches and things like that. And my customers then started telling me about these health applications. I think Lloyd Jacob got involved in about 1994, if I remember correctly. So there was a couple of years in there. And then this guy did the melanoma thing. So at this point, I'd helped hundreds of thousands of people get better fuel savings and things like that. So I had a pretty good mailing list. And I mailed out and said, here's a potential application for people to consider, a health application for this Brown's gas. Testimonials started to come in as people were experimenting with it and stuff. And by 2005, so 9 years later, they convinced me to bubble Brown's gas in water and drink it myself. And so I started doing that in 2005. And by 2007, I had not got sick. I haven't been sick since 2005 when I started drinking the water. Yeah. So even during this last pandemic, foo-for-all and everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Which Brown's gas really helped there too. We can get at that in just a minute. But so I hadn't gotten sick. So I sent out to my many thousands of emails people that, yes, I've tested it myself. It's okay to bubble in water and drink it. And then people were asking, can we inhale the gas? Now, again, I had blinders on because I'm an expert working with a combustible gas and I know how it goes bang. And I'm thinking, you don't want to have a bang in your lungs, for example. Okay,
no.
So I'm thinking, no, not a good idea to do that. But in December of 2015, one of my customers sent me a video of a Korean hydrogen bar where they were inhaling Brown's gas just like I am right now.
Right.
Like we buy a cup of coffee, they'd come off the street and do the Brown's gas. So at that point, I realized instantly when I saw the video, it just wiped away my blinders that really, if you keep, there's something called the lower combustible limit.
Right.
If you keep the hydrogen in the air that you're inhaling under 4.7%, it's not combustible. It's totally inert and actually healthier than air. So then subsequent research has shown that 2% is the upper therapeutic benefit. So less than half of the lower combustible limit, you're already getting 100% of your therapeutic benefit. If you increase any more than that, there's no additional increase.
Wow. So
that's kind of how my customers pushed me into the health aspect of the Brown's gas. But then it went further. When I started, they sent me the video in December of 2016, but at that point, I couldn't do anything about it. For several years, just before that, I had become the 24/7 caretaker of my late wife. She, her organs were gradually failing, and by December of 2015, she couldn't even roll over in bed without assistance. She had She'd lost her hair. She'd lost her eyesight. Her organs were failing. I carried her to the toilet. She never had to wear a diaper. I was always there for her. Her quality of life was not very great. So when her friends would call and she would laugh when talking to them and stuff, it really did my heart well. Yeah. So we did everything we could to try to, well, not everything, actually. We would not go to a regular doctor. She didn't believe in regular MDs. She was trying alternative health, everything that she could. I'm not sure why, but that's just the kind of woman she was. She was her own thinker, and she felt that hospitals were someplace you go to die. Well, in March of 2016, that's what happened. She couldn't breathe anymore, even though I had modified the bed so she was sitting up and various things. So the ambulance came and we took her to the hospital, and 10 days later she was dead. And that was a really hard time for me. I understand why people follow their spouses into the grave. Yeah. And it just had to do with my life disappeared. My life, all our hopes and dreams and plans and fun and everything was gone. Everything was just gone. It was, and even just getting back into our apartment, it took me 5 tries. I'd come in, I'd see her things, and I just have to turn and walk away because I couldn't face it.
Yeah.
But eventually I had to go back in because we had 5 cats and I had to feed them. But I never slept in our bed again. I slept on the couch. I eventually moved away from that place and got my own place and stuff. But an interesting story, just a quick side note that has really helped me out, is that, first of all, we had a cat named Talon, and it was Tanaja's favorite. And she would, every time she'd left, she'd say, "I'm going to come back." And this time, when he came up to me, I said, "She's not coming back." And he wailed. He literally, and staggered away. He understood me perfectly. But later, as I was sitting on the couch, just staring out into midair, all 5 cats came and huddled around me. Even Talon, they all cuddled as close as they could to me. And I'm convinced that my late wife had spoken to them and told them that she was okay. There's other stories too. But my point is that the things that I needed at the time, I think she helped me from the other side. It was various other things that happened as well. So I'm sitting there on the couch, and I look over and I see this ER50 Brown's gas machine, tabletop Brown's gas machine that I had designed to bubble water so that people wouldn't have to buy a big water torch in order to do that. And and I thought, you know what? I'm going to try inhaling this gas, because quite frankly, I didn't care at the particular time. I wasn't suicidal. I just didn't care whether I lived or died.
I get it.
So in fact, people say that your chest hurts, and I did have lots of times when my chest would be hurting so bad, and I realized I hadn't even taken a breath.
Yeah.
Just shutting down. So in any case, I rigged up that machine and I put a video camera in front of me, and that video is still on my YouTube channel. And I inhaled the Brown's gas for the first time, 15 minutes. And I didn't sleep at all that night. My brain was just wide awake and alert. And interestingly enough, the woman I'm now married to inhaled for 15 minutes the first time in the evening, and she had the best night she could remember. So my point is, it affects everyone differently. What your body needs, it does what it needs to do. And we can get more into that later. But my point at this point is that I inhaled for about a month, and some very interesting things started to happen to me. Like the psoriasis on my elbows, knees, and feet started to peel off like a snake shedding its skin. And that's very disconcerting to have large chunks of your skin peeling off. But underneath was baby smooth skin, perfectly new, beautiful skin. And over time, things like my crow's feet have disappeared and stuff. I now look like I did 20 years ago. My point was that there were several things that were happening. Like, I no longer wear glasses. I wore glasses since I was 9 years old. I no longer wear glasses. And warts that I had, hand warts that I had for 50 years were gone. They disappeared over time. My tinnitus went down by 90%. And really, the only time I hear a hiss anymore is when I'm really stressed. I can hear that. All the scars disappeared off my body. Now, these didn't all happen within that month. I'm just saying different things that happened over time.
Yeah.
But, and we can get to why it happened. Actually, I should just say, when you're hydrogen deficient, and most of us are, your body knows how to stay alive. So it starts shutting down extraneous systems that aren't immediately life-threatening. So the first thing that happens is your regeneration systems, like your stem cells, start to shut down. And then your immune systems, if you still don't have enough hydrogen, your immune systems start to shut down. And so you'll get sick easier. And then if you still don't have enough hydrogen, your organs will start to fail and you'll die. So when you get the hydrogen, your organs heal. Like I had a heart murmur for over 50 years. And yeah. I no longer have that. My grandfather died of complications of a heart murmur. So it's a genetic predisposition in our family. And I don't have that anymore. So my organs were healing. And the skin is one of your largest organs on your body, is the largest organ in your body. And so I noticed one day that this scar had disappeared that was on my forehead.
Yeah.
And I had neuropathies, like I'd lost the feeling in the palm of my left hand. You could literally poke it with pins. I didn't feel a thing.
Wow.
And the feeling from my knees to my feet on my shins on the front, for no apparent reason, had lost the feeling. All the feeling came back in all the places in my body. So my organs were healing. My immune system was boosted up. Like I could be around people that are sniffling and coughing and stuff, and I don't get sick.
Yeah.
And then finally the scars disappeared and things. So that's my stem cells regenerating. It takes a lot of different stem cells to regenerate skin with the nerves and all that kind of stuff. So now what happened was I sent out an email saying, here's how you modify this machine to inhale safely. And then the testimonials really, really started to come in.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm convinced. So I've been inhaling Brown's gas for about 8 hours a day on average since March of 2016. And I get my time in mostly because I sit at my computer for too many hours a day. But there's a lot of people that have busy lives that actually go out and work for a living. Those people, they could sleep with it. They have a really good time of sleeping with it. And I have stories about that too. People have come back from amazing ailments and illnesses. So in any case, lead this all up to the point where about 3 months after I told the people that they could inhale, a woman wrote a testimonial back to me that said in 3 weeks' time, her lupus symptoms were 100% gone.
Wow.
And what I hadn't told people up to our listeners up till just now is that my late wife died of lupus.
Wow.
We had fought this disease for almost 10 years with her organs gradually failing. With us trying just about everything we could, I ended up not being able to work. And so by the time she died, we were $300,000 in debt. I got almost no sleep because I couldn't sleep more than a few minutes at a time. I needed to be with her whenever she needed me to be. And so I couldn't work. I couldn't really sleep, deep in debt. And she died. We had tried so many different modalities and nutrition and various things, most of which you don't get a refund for or anything. You spend your money and you take your chances and then you have what you have. I don't configure my business that way. When I just as a preamble, we have a 1 year satisfaction guarantee on our mm-hmm. AquaCure product. So people can honestly try it
and
not be worried about their money. Okay. So this particular testimonial literally laid me out on the floor. I lost the strength in my legs and I just dropped to the floor because I realized in that instant that here I had this Brown's gas that could potentially have healed my late wife, who was an amazing, amazing woman, multi-talented artist. At one time, she was a director of a Montessori private school. She loved children. She had insights and she was a dynamo, just incredible, incredible woman. I don't know why she married me, but I was very grateful. I guess anybody can make a mistake. In any case, she helped me a lot to be the man that I am today. And I very much appreciate that. But going back, I had started working with Brown's Gas in 1986, learned about a health application in 1996, really didn't start doing it myself until 2006. Was told again in 2015, the end of 2015, about the health application. And all during that time, and even up until that time, if she had started inhaling, it's possible she could have reversed the entire disease ailment. So as I was crying myself out on the floor, realizing my stupidity and how much it cost us, I said, God, I understand. This was my Jonah moment. This was the time when I realized that God has a plan for me and this is what I need to do. All the messages before I didn't listen to, just too hard-headed. And I need to help as many people not go through the kind of pain and suffering and financial devastation that we went through.
Right.
And since then, I got back up off the floor and I did my very best to help. My goal is to put Brown's gas in every home.
Yes.
As I've done this, every single thing I've needed has come when I've needed it. It's absolutely astounding.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for that. And And I know my late wife is in good hands and has helped me as well. So that's where I got into the health aspect of Brown's Gas. And unfortunately, even though the price of fuel is rising and stuff, I'm not really selling fuel savers or anything anymore. My mission is kind of this: help people, because without health, you have nothing.
That's right. So true. Now, let's talk about what is actually happening in the body. There is now a growing, there's kind of like a growing body of research, you know, showing that, molecule hydrogen acts as an effective antioxidant and anti-inflammatory compound. And since 2007, when the researchers first identified hydrogen as a selective neutralizer of harmful free radicals, over 2,000 preclinical and analytical studies have been conducted. Now, in plain language, what does brown gas do at a cellular level?
Okay. I don't think there's any way to say it in plain language as to what it does with the mitochondria and the ATP production and the simply in the plainest language. As I said before, we're 62% hydrogen, and part of that is because hydrogen is part of virtually every molecule in our body. There is no chemical process or part of our body that isn't directly or indirectly involved with hydrogen. So if Right. you don't have enough hydrogen, you just simply can't be healthy. It's not possible. You absolutely need it. So when you look at the various processes in the body. We'll take it a step further, because anybody can Google or go to an AI or whatever and find what you did there, which was very good, by the way. That 2007 was the pivotal year. That's the year that, for example, Dr. De La Baron, who has molecularhydrogeninstitute.org, was a student at that time, a university student, and did consult with me about Brown's Gas for Health. And subsequently went over to Japan and did some understudy there and came back. And he's built one of the best hydrogen for health websites on the internet with the Molecular Hydrogen Institute. So he worries about his reputation. So he doesn't delve into Brown's Gas that much. But we'll just go a step further than molecular hydrogen, which is very good. There's nothing wrong with molecular hydrogen. But I don't bother with it, on generally speaking, because I only have time to work with the best.
Yeah.
So my wife likes to say it's the Tiffany of hydrogen, and I say, you know, it's the gold standard or the Rolls Royce. But so depending on which way we're going. In any case, and I'll just put a caveat in for my current wife. When I met her, one of the first things that happened when I started inhaling, and this was within a couple of weeks, was that my libido came back.
Wow.
And it was pretty dramatic. And if I wasn't, in my 50s at the time, I'm almost 70 now, but at the time, I could have got into trouble because I had like the libido of a 17-year-old, I'm sure. In any case, so I was able to start dating again. I can tell you, if you have a strong libido, you care whether you live or die. So that pretty much saved my life right there, just the inhaling of the Brown's Gas. So and eventually I met the woman I'm now remarried to. So, or
That's
not
wonderful.
Remarried, but again, married again. So,
yes.
And she is an amazing woman as well, and has helped me a lot. And one of the first things she did to help me was she looked at that ER50, which was an assembly of PVC pipes and stuff like that. Very good, practical machine, but she said, no woman is going to want that thing in her house. So I went out to my workshop and I rummaged around and I found this Ving machine. It was a model of Brown's Gas machine called Ving from China.
Yeah.
And I thought when I first got the Ving machine that I was going to be out of business, because it made the fuel to fuel a little micro torch, which is the same thing with my ER50 did, but they could retail it at 10% of my cost.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, these things from China, I can't compete against that. But now I took this machine and I completely refurbished it and rebuilt it with my technology inside it. And yes, it costs a lot more to do that, but it still was significantly less than if I had built everything in America. And it's unfortunate to say, but it just costs more over here to do these things. So I could sell the machine for $2,500 instead of $5,000, which
Right.
helped people. And it was a machine that then women would be okay with having in their home, according to my wife. So who was much better at that than I am, aesthetics, and that I tend to be very practical.
Right.
So as we continued, we started to learn something called easy water.
Right.
They would call it, or structured water. And it turns out that it's a gel. It's not water. It's H3O2 negative, not H2O.
Okay.
Whereas electrically expanded water is still H2O. It's just H2O negative because it has extra electrons on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it turns out that this EZ gel pumps up, it's the gel that's in all the cells of our body. So suddenly wrinkles disappear and things like that.
Right.
As well as the gel has some unique characteristics. Okay. So this was discovered by Professor Gerald Pollack in the University of Washington.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book called The Fourth Phase of Water.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that this isn't the fourth phase of water, even though it's made from water.
Right.
So anytime you have a hydrophilic, which is water-loving surface, and water comes up against it, it forms this gel spontaneously.
Wow.
So it goes from H2O to H3O2 negative. Okay. And a lot of interesting things can happen with this gel. Like, for example, one thing they discovered was that the negative charge here was more than the charge in the water. So you can make batteries from it. So you could literally have water batteries. Okay. But getting back to Gerald Pollack, when you inhale the gas, it does things in your body because the gas helps form this easy gel.
Right.
Okay, let's just step back a couple of steps. There's three medical mysteries out there. The first one is the heart does not produce enough pressure to pump blood through all the thousands of miles of capillaries that we have.
Right.
The second thing is the red blood cells are twice the size of a capillary.
Yes.
So why doesn't it just stop? Like, mm-hmm. Plug it like a cork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is, why is it that every part of your body, like from the tip of my pointy head to the tips of my fingers to the tips of my toes, all get the proper blood flow?
Right.
Three medical mysteries, all solved by EZ gel. Okay. Now, I call it EZ gel because it's actually gel, not water. And it's not water. EZ stands for exclusion zone. So
right.
What he discovered was, originally, because he had microspheres in water, little, very, very small spheres. And he discovered that when this gel formed, it formed an exclusion zone
mm-hmm.
away from the plate so that it moved all the impurities away. So this was pure H3O2 negative. So we call it exclusion zone. In this case, we call it gel. Okay. So, and I count Professor Pollack as one of my friends now. We've had a lot of communication over the years.
Yeah.
And when he stood up in the front row of a conference I was doing, the one in Bad Soden, Germany, in October of 2019.
Yeah.
He said, I know everything looks like a nail. When you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. He says, tell me what happens when you combine with EZ gel when you put Brown's gas into it. And I said, I don't know. Let's find out. So we did, with the University of Washington, we did some tests and we discovered what I'll tell you in just a little bit. Okay. So what's happening is with the EZ gel, in addition to so we have these three medical mysteries we have to solve. First of all, the EZ gel is negatively charged.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in your body is pretty much hydrophilic. So the EZ gel covers everything and has a negative charge. So when you have the outside of a red blood cell negatively charged and the inside of a capillary negatively charged, have like charges repel, and it tends to reduce the friction to almost nothing. Plus, it's a gel, and gels
right.
make things very slippery.
Yes.
So that's why it doesn't plug up. But why does it? What about the heart and the flow?
Mm-hmm.
Because fluids flow to the path of least resistance normally. So how come it doesn't? The blood doesn't just pump around in the thoracic region and back to your heart. And how come it gets all the way up there?
Right.
Turns out Professor Pollack discovered when he was working with tiny, tiny tubes with the EZ gel
mm-hmm.
that the fluid spontaneously starts to flow.
Right.
Okay. This is something very important. This is like the discovery of fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is why water-based life can exist. All plants, animals, birds, reptiles, mammals, everything that is living depends on this effect. So this EZ gel, it is coating the inside of a capillary, a very small tube.
Yeah.
It automatically and spontaneously starts to flow the water. So all the heart has to do is get the blood to the capillaries, and the capillaries actually do the pumping. Even doctors don't know this. Most doctors. Okay. So this is one of, and now we discover not only does the capillaries do the pumping, but that's why you get the even flow to the tips of all of your body, because the capillaries go out there and pump the blood to it and the waste products back out in your kidneys and all that other kind of thing that happens. So the body can't work without this EZ gel, which not only plumps the cells, but actually makes everything flow. Okay. Turns out when you apply hydrogen into water, nothing happens to the easy gel layer. When you put oxygen into the water, very little happens. A little bit, but very little. When you put Brown's gas into the water, the easy gel expands a minimum of 300%.
Wow.
So the Brown's gas in it is better than hydrogen, just pure molecular hydrogen, because it helps this easy gel, which your body absolutely needs.
Yes.
Secondarily, when you talk about oxidation, there's something called oxidative cascade, where some part of your body is lacking in electrons, so it grabs an electron from something else. Now that's been oxidized and looks around and finds an electron from something else and grabs it. So this cascade is happening. When you inhale the Brown's gas, you're putting bioavailable electrons directly into your body,
right?
Which stops the oxidative cascade in its tracks because everybody gets what it needs. It also stops the cytokine storm that was happening with the late pandemic was going on. It just stops it in its tracks.
Right.
But it goes a step further. It turns out that that particular virus wasn't a respiratory virus.
Wow.
Okay. Again, a lot of doctors don't know this, but you can look it up online and you can find it. I have all the studies. It was a blood virus.
Wow.
And what happened was the virus was kicking what's called the iron or heme or ferritin out of the red blood cells.
Yeah.
So the red blood cells couldn't attach to oxygen in your lungs. So the oxygen levels were dropping in the blood, and people would in America, they would put people on a respirator to try to get their blood oxygen levels back up. But that's right. Treating the lungs, not the blood.
Right.
In China, the Brown's gas was the number one treatment for the pandemic, and they were back at work in 2 months, not 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
Because what happens is what little iron is left in the red blood cell has this electrons attached to it, and it gives it a charge, which allows it to grab the oxygen again, and within 5 minutes of inhalation, their blood oxygen levels were coming back up again. Within 3 days, they're entirely healthy and walking out of the hospital.
Wow.
80 to 90% of the people they put on respirators in America died.
My goodness.
You have to treat the right disease or symptom or whatever the case may be. You know, you have to give the body what it actually needs.
Right.
So these are the kind of things that Brown's gas was doing that made it better than just straight molecular hydrogen, which there's nothing wrong with molecular hydrogen. I just don't bother with it because Brown's gas does everything molecular hydrogen can do plus.
Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of answers your question, I think, about the kind of things that are happening in the body and why Brown's gas would be more therapeutic.
I love that. And for the listeners, if you have been looking for ways to reduce inflammation, support the body's natural healing process, or simply feel better without adding more medications to your routine, this conversation is exactly for you. Now, follow this podcast right now. Every week, we bring you conversations that give real tools for real health. Now, let's make this practical for people listening. You say Brown's gas helps sick people get healthy and healthy people get optimized. What conditions or situations do people report the most improvement with?
Well, the most dramatic improvements come with the most serious ailments.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a testimonial from a woman named Jay Lee, for example. And she was a 27-year-old woman, beautiful California girl, met a Australian man and agreed to marry him, so fiance, and then discovered that she had one of the worst cancers known to man.
Wow.
Of that particular style. The two cancer clinics that she was going to, one in Australia, one in California, told her in both cases that there weren't more than four other people in the world that had a worse cancer than she had. And it had started as a breast cancer and it metastasized through her abdomen and was growing bone, cancerous bone in her.
Wow.
When she refused treatment of the radical treatment of surgery, which would have left her a quadriplegic, and chemo and radiation, when she refused them all, the doctor literally said, and I quote, "You might as well go to the top of a 10-story building and jump off right now because you have less than 2 weeks to live."
Wow.
So this woman was in pretty dire straits.
Yeah.
And literally, you should see her. She was calm, but she said, "I want to live," in her Instagram account and stuff when she was doing it. So she started doing everything she could naturally. She did a minor surgery so that got rid of some of the excess tissue, but that was it. That was all she did, and then her father-in-law, her fiance's father, not father-in-law at the time, got a hold of an affiliate in Australia who was renting machines, renting the AquaCures out, and begged one for his daughter-in-law to be. And Dave, his name was, the affiliate, said, I don't have any to rent, but I hear what you're saying, and I'll give you my personal machine. I'll rent out my personal machine to you. And so he did that. And within 3 months' time, she had made enough improvements. You see, she was not dead in 2 weeks. She was 3 months at that time. Enough improvements that they bought an AquaCure for themselves and gave Dave back his machine. The 1 year from when she started, 1 year almost to the day.
Yes.
She videotaped herself coming home from the hospital, giving the papers in her hand that said she's 100% cancer-free from one of the worst known. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, obviously, that's really dramatic, and we have the testimonial up on my YouTube channel, where people can see it and see it in her own words,
right?
And what's going on? But she's one of them that was sleep with it. She slept with it at night,
yeah.
And she's now an affiliate and helping other people get the AquaCure and Brown's gas and stuff. And a lot of that happens. There's one man who bought 5 AquaCures for his family because it worked so well for him, and he wanted all of his family to be healthy as well. So this is happening a lot out there. People telling people, a real grassroots happening.
I love that. That is truly amazing. Now, you've dedicated almost 40 years of your life to this technology. What do you want someone to walk away understanding today? Someone who is tired, inflamed, struggling with their health, and feeling like they have run out of options.
Give it a try. Really, honestly, give it a try. Even if you're an athlete, we have athletes that really love this technology. A hockey player in the Scandinavian countries right now. He actually there's a whole soccer team just coming to America. And got a hold of one of my affiliates and asked them if they could get Brown's gas machines over here because they have them over there, but they didn't want to travel with them. So they wanted, but the whole soccer team is inhaling.
Wow.
And using the Brown's gas. But the hockey player I was just talking about, he notices his reactions are faster. He heals faster. Like he's stronger. Everything is just enhanced when he's doing it. We had a chiropractor that was doing inhaling the Brown's gas and runs marathons.
Wow.
And every marathon, he beat his own record. He was just getting faster and faster with each marathon. So, and some people, they just inhale and they say, okay, I feel good. I have more energy. With myself, I inhale when I'm at the computer. I notice it brightens my mind. In that, if I'm just working on answering emails and stuff, in a couple hours, I start to get a little drowsy. I start to put things off. I start to just...
Yeah.
Get to it later kind of thing. But when I'm inhaling the Brown's gas, the time just passes by. I'm at an optimal level cognitively, and I just keep going. And then how did it get to be 5 o'clock already? Which, by the way, I no longer work from 3 a.m. till 8 p.m. at night because when I was a bachelor, that was okay. But when I married this wonderful woman, she eventually said, why are we married? You're just a warm spot in the bed. You come to bed after I go to sleep. You get up before I wake up. You know, it's like, so I really like that she wants to be with me and likes me with her. So we have a lot of fun together when we get out and just do things. And she helps me with the business and stuff too. So we made a deal where I don't start working until 6 a.m. And I quit work by 5 in the afternoon, and we have our weekends off. So we have time for ourselves.
I love that. Now, tell me where people can find Brown's gas.
There is several places where you can find it. If you're going to buy it from myself, the best place right now to go is eagle-research.com. So that's eagle like the bird, not ego like my big ego. Okay,
right.
Eagle with wings. And then the hyphen mark. Don't forget the hyphen mark, or you'll go to an entirely different website that has nothing to do with me. So eagle-research.com. And if you click on the store there, you'll see the various AquaCure options. So the AquaCure AC50 is currently having a month of May sale. There's occasionally sales and stuff, but
wonderful.
You can get a 10% discount and a free distiller, because you have to use distilled water in the machines anyway.
Right.
So at this particular time, we just bought a bunch of distillers and we're sending out one free with every AquaCure that people purchase before the end of May.
I love that. And you also have some resources that you offer on your website as well.
Yes. Everything that we can imagine that people would need. And of course, contact where people can send an email or phone and get answers right away what they need. So obviously resources of videos on how to do things, a lot of frequently asked questions. We have the answers right there on the website and stuff. Maybe I'll get an AI one day to assistant. We'll see.
I love that. I love that. And for the listeners out there, your body was designed to heal itself. Sometimes it just needs the right support. George Weissman has spent 4 decades working to make that accessible, not in the hospital, not behind prescriptions, but right in your own home using nothing but water. George, I have to thank you so much for coming on the show. This episode has definitely opened my eyes to new solutions, and I think it's opened a lot of other people listening to this also. I want to thank you also for sharing your story about your wife. I know it's very hard to talk about, you know, someone we love that we have lost that has crossed over to the other side. And I thank you very much for your courage to share that story with others, and to give people hope that there is options out there still, that we can heal our bodies, that we can, you know, have choices, and that we don't have to always resort to, you know, to medications or to other things, that there are other options that could help us. And when it comes to Brown's gas, I've heard wonderful things. I've heard amazing testimonials. I have met people, you know, that have used brown gas and have used hydrogen and have seen tremendous improvements in their overall health. So I just want to thank you so much for having the courage to share your story, for coming on and educating individuals. And today was just a wonderful episode. And I thank you so much for what you're doing and devoting, you know, a good portion of your life to helping others to improve their overall health. And you're just an amazing individual. And I thank you so much for coming on our show.
It's my pleasure. And I thank you for helping share the word so we can help more people.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you soon.